三十几个人了，
对吧？一般南京玩的，嗯，
南京玩的家都上东门生意，对了，都菜米是光明正大，甚至他们家都写过了，对
吧？对了，
是吧？
对了，
对对，实在钱呢，上完了的，地基得不少，对吧？那地基用了，别上完了别，南京得不少，老郑得不少，现在收入不大。
对了，
但我是哪里家的？可是今天的人家给年度给日间的年度给缺送。让这个地震了呀，让这个缺损，哎呢，爬到地上面，就是爬到地上面地震了呀，第一缺损，对吧？谁对吧？
可多，
但可是可是突破，可能南区在可是也吧，但得了人不去，真的，那参谋了几波人心里消耗嘛？
没得，
那我这边说是对的，我这边说是对的。
那，是中文翻译的。His Holiness feels...
No matter, I think the long-term, yes. long-term goal, short-term, practical.
Sorry, I can do it. Okay, go ahead. His Holiness was saying that if we look at this issue of fairness and the access to the knowledge and the skills that will come out of it at the level of society, from the Buddhist point of view, it seems that in a way, the Buddhist position is trying to have it both ways. on the one hand, in Buddhism, there is a tremendous emphasis placed on the recognition of the fundamental equality of all beings. And on a daily basis, for example, the idea that the Buddha nature pervades all beings, and on a daily basis,
explanation, Buddha nature being all beings equally have the capacity to achieve perfect enlightenment.
And on a daily basis, the practicing Buddhists make aspirational prayers on a daily basis that may all sentient beings, enjoy happiness. May all sentient beings possess the conditions for happiness. May all sentient beings be equally free of suffering. So there is a real, sort of recognition of equality, and also the need on one's part to do equally for all beings as well. But at the same time, on a practical
level. Towards human being, of course, 100% equal.
Equality. Mm. But, however, on a practical level, if you look at the Buddha's own example, he has given different types of teachings suited to the spiritual temperaments of different types of practitioners.
And capacities.
So there is a recognition that when it comes to the practical application, one should really adapt the message or whatever, in relation to the specific needs and the effectiveness of what is being offered. So in one sense, probably it's a cop-out. He's always saying, maybe this is a cop-out, but it's
from
both ways.
That's what I'm saying. But if you have a potential, 콘주양지 가족으로 융시지 따고 차는 걸로 딱 봐라. 딴 융시지기 남주군 누구 믹스 여자들 이득이 그거 가족으로다. 그냥 그 믹스에게다 따도지야지 여체. 이제 믹스에게 따도지야 네 망설 캠에 려다비 말이지. 네. 네 계속 물어봐. 야 배려 와치다 수저도 장장 때 보조도 유산 만져 봐.
So here it's really a question of balancing the two. On the one hand, it becomes very important to at least provide, in principle, access to all. So as much as possible, one has to take that principle, ethical principle, of allowing access to all, everybody. But at the same time, one also needs to recognize the individual differences. So some, the different baselines that one starts from, and some individuals may have greater potential in particular area of development, and in these cases, one can provide the means by which these individuals can develop. But at the same time, that kind of approach needs to be balanced with again the concern that we do not produce a kind of a two-tier society where we have an elite group that are somehow superior. So again, it's really a question of balancing.
So I think keeps in our mind the masses, the public, today, at present generation, due to, I think, the past negligence, a certain level, then our effort must go the next generation, on the mass level, right? A little higher. Then next generation, even higher.
Yes.
I think that should be our goal.
Yeah.
And eventually, the at least majority of the population, the same level of this order, because of that.
Now, these skills and... This is possibly and at least a realistic goal, an achievable goal.
Minority, some special sort of
group.
Group sort of special potential.
Mm-hmm.
Expand now. This year or this decade, say 100. Next decade, 1,000. Next decade, 10,000. Like that.
It's a possibility.
Just a question. Marxist societies were faced with the same problem in that there was a philosophical equality, but a social need to emphasize the excellence of individuals and to benefit from them for the benefit of the masses. And the way they resolved that was by using the term basically equality of opportunity. And so that would speak to the issue of accessibility, that everyone had access. But then does this deal with the kind of issues, Jim, that you were just addressing?
That's why Sonis was saying that he describes himself normally as half Marxist.
I won't ask what the other half.
There's no fundamental contradiction in those, for instance, when we speak in the Buddha's teaching that Buddha gave teaching to everyone's level, there's no contradiction with the deep wish to benefit all sentient beings. There is only a contradiction if there was a discrimination, that we lack concern for certain kinds who can't learn, or we say we only take care of those of the mass and we don't pay special attention to those who are capable. But this actually goes perfectly together if the motivation is to be attentive to all capabilities and needs. Because in that case, it has become obvious that if you give, say, for instance, a very elementary teaching to all, then those who have sharp faculty will be bored and they will not actualize their potential. While if you insist on giving, you know, high-level teachings to all, then those who can follow, they will just be left behind. So in the sense, to tailor the levels of teachings according to capacity, aspiration, nature, and needs is the best way to fulfill everyone's potential and needs. So if the motivation is not to say, okay, we are going to sacrifice this part and that part, concentrate on this, that's discrimination, that's forgetting all sentient beings. If you are just skillful in just providing, we say often it is tailored or attuned to the levels, then it's the best way for them to flourish.
In a way, that there's something. I mean, something like this principle actually works in the education system, in the schools, and so on.
Monastic,
particularly in the Tibetan monastic education system. As far as the opportunity is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether the monk comes from a very rich, affluent family background or a very poor family. And also, at a very early stage of education, no discrimination is based upon the intellectual kind of, you know, capability of the different students. The opportunity is given to both. They go through the same class, and then over time, as they, you know, over the long course of their study, so 20, 30 years, then they will be earmarked for different levels of Geshe degree. But in terms of actual education, they go through the same thing. No. And on the part of the teacher as well, they give the same lecture.
I think the real issue for us,
the kind of descriptions that have been provided in the description that Matthew provided, I think all of us find very congenial and beautiful, but given limited resources, which we're continuously reminded of, we are sometimes forced to make tough choices. And at the point where we have to make tough choices, we sometimes need to weigh one perspective more heavily than another. And that's where the real challenge is.
This is very true.
那家人那个不能让你工作，那人，那你们老的钱，养这个老鼠，老鼠钱，就交一个工作。那人，So
this is the reality of the world. Even in the exile community among Tibetans too, you know, those parents who can afford can send their children to a better school, private schools. Those who cannot, they can't. So there's already a kind of a discrimination.
像我这样的，society工作老在那个老里啊。
So in the standard Tibetan schools, which are called the Central Tibetan schools, and there are very few children of affluent Tibetan families.
Oh, two-tier system already. Well,
so the complaint, and people are already complaining about this phenomenon.
전대판은지교육취도이시도이자스고한데이네나로즈자다이자자로즈난도어
you know, including His Holiness, people are complaining about this phenomenon, and he was saying that the Tibetan families, the more affluent families, you know, on the verbal level, they do express concerns about the preservation of the Tibetan culture, language, and so on. When it comes
Tibetan study,
Tibetan studies, and so on. But when it comes to the actual practice, they would rather send their children to
English
medium private schools.
English medium, English medium.
In fact, the Tibetan central schools are also English medium. They are not private schools.
So even in a society that spends 30% of its gross national product on education, people are still looking for more.
This is the exception.
Yeah, but I was going to say, first of all, I do think that the resources, I mean, people are always telling us, well, we don't have the resources. I actually don't believe that. We certainly do have the resources. It's just a matter of prioritizing them. Right now, we spend, you know, almost half our budget on weapons of mass destruction, let's say. You know, so the resources are there, but let's face it, if we can't convince the powers that control the budget to give us the money we need, then we have to choose. Who's going to get access to the interventions? And I think another perspective is, well, you could say, well, instead of, you can't give it to everybody. Instead of giving it to the more capable people, you know, you could make a case that you should give it to the less capable people, because those are the people who are likely to benefit from it the most. In other words, people who are highly capable are probably already sort of toward the ceiling because of their own native capabilities. But it turns out that people who are in disadvantaged environments, for example, often don't even come close to their capabilities because of the environment. So I think you could make the argument that the extra intervention should go to the most disadvantaged people. That's the argument I would make.